Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Revolution Radio. This is Wednesday, August 3rd, 2011. This will be a pretty short show tonight, primarily because we are in revolution. Almost for 3 years I've been doing this show and also for my blog, Dr. Kate's View, and it's been focused on the Constitution and, of course, Obama's lack of eligibility. And at this point, as I usually start out the show by saying, those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. Well, they've made it impossible. And at this point, I honestly just don't see that there's any other way we can get around what has been done to our republic short of revolution. And that has all kinds of implications and all kinds of long-term planning options and so forth. But I'd like to devote this show, a very short piece of it, to really where we are, reviewing what has happened, this latest super Congress and so forth. This is really the end. Of course, everyone believes that Obama is going to be reelected again. All we have is one Bilderberger choosing versus another Bilderberger choosing. It's just amazing. Yes, Bob, that's right. That's a quote from John F. Kennedy. So I'm going to start by a couple of things here. I put up a post today basically on the Constitution and on constitutional authority. And what we have right now, as you know, is we have, first of all, an ineligible person occupying the White House. And it really is an occupation. It's been a hostile takeover that has been enabled by the entire Congress. And now this guy is getting everything that he wants, even admitting today that it was a manufactured crisis, which we know this is the way he operates. So in the last 3 years of his taking over this country, and I realize it's not just him, he's got a lot of handlers and so forth, and the enabled Congress, they have been able to do nothing. They've gone right along with this. And I would have to say it's 1913 all over again with the recent bankster fraud, the creation of a super Congress. Now, I'm going to read a couple of interesting discussions that were in my blog today just about, you know, basically we're between welfare and warfare. And there are two vortexes on our side, and we're either sucked into the welfare side and being tricked into voting against our own interests, or we're on the warfare side where all of our funds and everything is geared up to making more war, which of course makes money for the banksters. So yes, Judge Napolitano said the Super Congress is unconstitutional. Of course it is unconstitutional, and what else is new? And the point that I've reached is we keep talking about it. We know that it's done. The final death knell is there. If Obama gets elected again or selected again, that's it. So what are we going to do, sit back down? I have put a lot of work into my blog. I still feel that I will and so forth and so on, but you must understand my frustration too. How much more can we write about this? It's time. And I think today I just really realized, perhaps yesterday, that, like I say, I don't think we have any other choice here but revolution. And it's going to take different forms. So let's start, first of all, with a clarifying comment that was offered on my blog today by my co-host for Walls in Our Minds, which is on Thursday nights, Tenacity, Terry Dodd. So we're talking about the vortex. So on one side, well, we're talking really about panem et circumstances, bread and circus. On one side of the vortex is welfare, and on the other side is warfare. The government has authorized the banksters to print counterfeit currency and lend that fiat paper to the government. 1913, that was the Federal Reserve Act. This in and of itself is unconstitutional, and it's theft. So you want to start with something as basic as our money supply, We go right to the Federal Reserve and right to 1913. The Federal Reserve Act ought to be repealed. The Fed should be pulled down. And I thought it was quite interesting that Ron Paul basically pointed out that, you know, the debt crisis that we're facing is just interest on the payment on the fiat money that was loaned to us and so forth. So the government, so after this authorizing the banks just to print counterfeit money, then the government has agreed to pay interest on that fiat counterfeit paper or ledger entries to the banksters. So you see, there's nothing there. They lend us something, or they print something out of nothing, and then they make money by the interest on it. So the fiat counterfeit paper or ledger entries to the bankers, all, yes, all of the taxes we pay go to pay the interest on this fraudulent debt. Then the government works to increase the fraudulent debt either via welfare or warfare. All of the money spent by this criminal government is borrowed. Keep in mind that the government has the constitutional authority to issue the currency itself at no interest. When JFK had our treasury, by executive order, start printing silver certificates without going through the banksters at the Fed, it was one of the four things that got him killed. So look at the word dulocracy. Dulocracy, which is rule by slaves. The duocracy is essentially where the oligarchy traps the people into voting for bigger government by granting the slaves entitlements, addicting them to vote away their own rights. Interesting side note, when we consider future voting options and so forth, is it possible that everyone who's on a welfare payment should not vote because they have a conflict of interest? No, I'm tired of paying other people's mortgages, so, you know, I'm not and won't be doing that again. Let me check in with the chat. Yes, the value of the dollar is zero. Ron Paul is right on this, and I have been, I think, kind of blind to Ron Paul's ideas, but he's the only one in Congress who's speaking the truth on this. Okay. Here's what Cicero wrote about 50 BC in his work, The Republic. Thus, before our time, the customs of our ancestors produced excellent men, and eminent men preserved our ancient customs and the institutions of their forefathers. But through the Republic, when it came to us, was like a beautiful painting whose colors, however, were already fading with age. Our own time not only neglected to freshen it by renewing the original colors, but has not even taken the trouble to preserve its configuration and, so to speak, its general outlines. For what is now left of the ancient customs on which the Commonwealth of Rome was founded firm? They have been, as we see, so completely buried in oblivion that they are not only no longer practiced, but are already unknown. And what shall I say of the men? For the loss of our customs is due to our lack of men. And for this great evil, we must not only give an account, but must even defend ourselves in every way possible, as if we were accused of capital crime. For it is through our own faults, not by any accident, that we retain only the form of the Commonwealth, but have long since lost its substance. Most of our founding fathers were very familiar with the writings of Cicero. And what shall I say of the men? Well, I can tell you that I know of not one politician today even slightly familiar with the writings of Cicero. I mean, for heaven's sakes, they had to read the Constitution in January 2010. Did they not get it, or January 2011? Most of our founding fathers were very familiar with the writings of Cicero. And what shall I say of these men? During the first century A.D., Roman satirist Juvenal coined the term panem et circenses to describe the method by which Roman Caesars would exert control over the populace. Translated as bread and circuses, Juvenal was poking fun at how easy it was for the Caesar to make Romans forget important matters of society and state and instead focus on feasting and revelry. American Idol, movies, endless movies, parties, booze, drugs, everything has been used. Did the founding fathers consider that we would have something like communism attacking us? Yes, of course, because anything that was really against natural law and nature's God itself was undermining of the principles of morality, of the principles of who we are. So we're caught in a vortex. We are caught in a vortex. Bob, thanks very much for that information. You know, the money that we're talking about there, I mean, that's what the net is for. The safety net is not for people who want to just be themselves and have fun. I think there's a video that's out by Judge Judy that showed what kind of BS is going on with the kind of people who are taking the money. They're completely ignorant of what's going on. It has reached the point of I think exactly what the Cloward Piven and Alinsky strategies call for, the rubbing raw of emotions, the pushing of people over the edge. Well, it's happened. How do we get out of this? We have no one to help us. We have Ron Paul. And, you know, I was talking with a colleague of mine today, and he said, well, maybe we should have fun with this, you know, vote for Ron Paul, because we know that any of the other Republican candidates right now are just the other party of Obama. They're the same Bilderbergers, the same Luciferians, if you will, the same infiltrated ideologies. Michelle Bachmann, I don't think so. She's going to be up there on a tax attorney and, you know, receiving all those great welfare payments for fostering 23 children. You know what those things are about. I think fostering children is great, but I know plenty of people who do it just for the monthly paycheck. And, you know, we are out of control here. So, yeah. So anyway, pardon me for a little bit here as I kind of stress out, if you will. I just don't know what we can do. Now, you know, the Birther Summit is coming up in March of 2011. I'm not sure that we have that time, because whether you agree with it or not, we are all birthers right now. All of us are birthers right now. And the left, of course, won't believe this at all, but they're going to be thrown under the bus. They've already been thrown under the bus by Obama. They're just the useful idiots, as we will. So are we going to be able to get all of these people out? What about this super Congress? That's a complete abrogation of responsibilities. But if we wish to think seriously about government, we have to go back to basics here. There are certain basic questions we have to ask. For example, how are legitimate governments established? Or to put it in slightly different terms, we have to ask, what is the foundation of legitimate political authority? Now, do a gut check here. Do you think that these people up there in D.C. have any legitimate political authority? No, they do not. They've lost the consent of the governed, of course. But they also have violated their solemn oath to the Constitution. More than 100 years before the founders developed the Constitution for the United States, philosopher John Locke articulated the foundation for a government of, by, and for the people by looking at the problem from the vantage point of viewing what life would be like without government. Locke called man in this state as being in a state of nature. Let's think about this. Without that national government that was created by the Constitution, we would still be a series of independent sovereign states. Independent sovereign states. Remember who created the Constitution. It was we, the people, through the states, that got together for their own protection of liberty and their liberty interest to form a government that was to serve the people. By looking at the problem from the vantage of what life would be without government, Locke called man in this state as being in a state of nature, and argued that it, the state of nature, has a law of nature to govern it, which obliges everyone, and reason, which is that law, teaches all mankind who will but consult it, that being all equal and independent, no one ought to harm another in his life, health, liberty, or possessions. In a state of nature, there is a natural law, one of reason, where you do not encroach upon or hurt other people and vice versa. That was the rule. That was basically the law of nations that governed this world for a very long time. These were the kinds of principles that were tried to be enshrined in our Constitution. This state antedates any form of government, yet guides the purpose of government and the extent of its political authority. Fundamentally, it also provides the reason why a people would leave such a state of nature to form a government. Did we want to be slaves? No, that was not the point. Locke held that the inalienable rights of individuals form the basis of all rightful governments. The inalienable rights of individuals form the basis of all rightful governments, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the basis for all rightful governments. According to Locke, individuals possess these rights simply by virtue of their humanity. Gee, that must mean that God is the originator of our sovereignty and our rights, simply by virtue of their humanity. The authority exercised by governments is exercised on the basis of the consent of the governed, and they consent to the exercise of that authority in order to acquire security for their natural rights to life, liberty, and the state. Now, remember, we had Ben Franklin say that those who trade liberty for security deserve neither, but this was not what was intended. We agreed to form a government by consent. We agreed to do that as a means of protecting our natural rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Because in a state of nature, without a government, we are of the whim of any barbarian, any rule. There are no rules to guide what can do aside from people's morality and natural law. So those natural rights were considered vulnerable without a government to protect them. Instead of a government that has protected our rights, they have now taken them away. Yes, we've been chipped away at a long time, but I still go back to 1913, the Federal Reserve, the fraudulent 16th, 17th Amendment, and the 14th Amendment. I also go back to the Act of 1871 on the formation of the District of Columbia, and where, in fact, is the federal government's jurisdiction. So the rest is our history, as you know. The 13 independent sovereign states joined together to create our government, whose purpose is to secure our natural rights. That law empowered that government was the Constitution. We chose liberty and formed a government to secure it. We didn't trade liberty for a government. We formed the government to secure our liberty. And that's been turned on its head to the extent that we have the open violation of not only the Constitution, their oath of office, but every principle in the book. They have no right now to do anything other than what the Constitution tells them. They are misinterpreting their election as the, quote, consent of the governed. That is not true. Remember, we had an election of mob rule with Obama. And we have these congressmen saying, well, we can't do anything about it because, you know, the people are the ones who choose. Hello, go back and read the Constitution. And, in fact, if you can't follow it, you should get out of Congress completely. So the government exists only with the consent of the government and pursuit of the governed and pursuant only to those officials' lawful exercise of their duties under the Constitution and their oath of office. So here's what they say. I do solemnly swear that I will support, defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter. So help me God. By the way, it's not so help me Allah. If you can't swear on the Bible, in my view, in Congress, you shouldn't be in Congress at all. But here's where they fail. They pledge to support and defend the Constitution. Where have you seen them defend the Constitution? All they're doing is trashing the Constitution, using their own little House rules and Senate rules to get around it. Of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. No, well, they really haven't protected us at all from foreign and domestic enemies, particularly domestic enemies. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. Do you think they understand what true faith and allegiance is? I don't think so. Otherwise, how could they run off and do these other things? This is just a sham. It's just absolutely a sham. These people have no morality, no scruples, no morals. And I believe it was John Adams who said that the Constitution was written for a moral people. What happens when the morals go out the window? The Constitution does not apply. At least that's what they think. And that's what we've got right now. It's like everyone's yelling about the Constitution, that it's irrelevant, that it's an old document, it doesn't make any. You know, we don't have anything else in our country to move on. And every single element in the Constitution prohibits the president or prohibits Congress from taking us away from a Republican form of government or taking us away from these other things or making decisions that, in fact, encroach upon our rights. That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. Well, mental reservation is there because they're not supporting and defending the Constitution. Purpose of evasion is absolutely there. They're there for the money, the power, the notoriety, moving forward that way. And that I will well and faithfully discharge these duties of office on which I'm about to enter, so help me God. We've got the entire left that is godless. The Democratic Party of old is not the Democratic Party right now. The progressives, Marx, Lenin, Mao, the progressives, God is dead. God is out of here. There is no God. Based on Darwin. Darwin's view, materialistic view, basically justified was used to justify the political view of Marx. So in the context of the original design and foundation of the Constitution, every single act, decision, expenditure of funds, declaration of war, and economic policy by the Obama administration, the Federal Reserve, and the 111th and 112th Congress is null and void. Congress has abrogated its responsibilities, and Obama is ineligible. In fact, I would submit right now that the only constitutional authority held lawfully in the United States today is held by we, the people, in and of the states. What does that tell you? We need to get back to the states, and we need to get back to ourselves and increase that strength and move forward, because this is just it. I'm just not dumbfounded, but I am distressed. You know, I wrote an article called The Trojan Candidate in 2008, 3 years ago, and it is unbelievable what has happened. I'm sad to say that everything in that article came true. We have a communist. We have whatever he is, hiding under any ideology he has, is a front for the banksters, and the banksters have done their bit right now. You know, they could all fade out of the scene and everything will be all right for them. So let me check back into the chat room. Yes, birthers, truthers, and tenthers, absolutely. Okay, well, I'm going to pop into a little bit of music here just to take a little bit of a break, and then I'll be back with a couple of things. Like I say, the show is short tonight primarily because I've got to rethink what we're doing here. This is Revolution Radio. We've got to plan for a revolution right now. Is it going to start with a birther summit next year? I mean, it's already started. But if we could amass the millions that we need at that birther summit, which is 3 days, we might be able to just sit there and stay there. I had a nice thought today because I believe the government should surrender. They should surrender what they have right now. So let me pop up for a little while here. Let me see. I know you'll like this song. Be right back.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and they're carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
There is only freedom or death. Any other choice is a false dilemma. It is a choice between one lie and another lie. In our present era, we are told to choose between one group of crooks and another. We are told to choose the lesser of two evils, a false choice. The men and women who are chosen to run for office offer us the choice between one liar and thief and another liar and thief. When the most honest of them increases their wealth by 400% after they are elected to office, we have been given no real choice between slavery and freedom. The best that we can admit is that we have chosen between one abusive master and another. They legislate laws that rule our lives, crippling, incomprehensible laws from which they rule themselves immune. Most vile, all of the rest, they convince us to fight and argue amongst ourselves over which incompetent, abusive, and corrupt masters we choose to rule over our lives. The Republicans offer us nothing but national socialism, while the Democrats offer nothing but communism. For any free man and woman, this is a false choice. Now the incompetent leaders in both parties have given us what we and our parents, our grandparents, and our great-grandparents have elected them to do. They've ruined our economies, our freedoms, and our lives. Few among you will give up your own divisive, unsustainable behaviors and programs for freedom and sanity. Opposites on the other side of the ideological divide do the same. Have we chosen the government we deserve? You know, the generation between, say, your age, between 50 and 70, we were the targeted generation. We were the ones who were not taught in school that we were sovereign. We were not taught about God. We were not taught about how important that sovereignty is and who the sovereign is in this country. It's we the people. We're not taught about those things. We had Vietnam, we had drugs, we had all these kinds of assaults placed on us. We had assassinations, we had all kinds of things done. Those radicals of the 60s are now serving in our Congress and in our government. And they're still in the same juvenile mindset, believing that communism is all, you know, bread and roses when it really is bread and circus. So it is a very tough thing to hear that we've chosen the government we deserve because we've been living our lives and asleep. And when you wake up and you're in that age group, it is excruciating to me. We have a handful of people, and we keep talking about it. I keep writing about it. What more can I do? I've been to Washington. I've protested. What more can we do? This is like I say, I think we are at the point where we don't have any other choice but revolution. I have to ask, with all due respect, the Patriots Union, General Vallely, General McInerney, several of these generals who have basically gone on and spoken about the danger that we are in and then basically organized organizations like the Patriots Union, getting all the military to take an oath to protect America, which they already have anyway. Hey, but where are they? What's happening here? They're still talking too. General Vallely, again, with utmost respect, says get going and do something. Okay. What? Are you going to lead the march? Who's going to lead the march? Is it a march? What is it? I can't stress enough how important it is to go back to those fundamentals of natural law and how fundamentally where you get your authority. If you look at, you know, the travails of Peter or of John or of others, Peter in particular, mercilessly beaten for his views, but no one could throw him in jail because they had no authority. What authority do these people have over us but what God has given them? They have no authority. But we are in a bad situation because they got all the guns and they've got all the power. So this super Congress, it must be prevented from even being formed. Let them miss the deadline. We need to keep hammering on Obama. Is this going to be enough? Absolutely not. Can we make it to the 2012 election? I don't know. You know that Obama is trying to push us over the edge. What do you think Gabriella Giffords was showing up 2 days ago for the vote in the Senate? That was a revolting misuse of that poor woman. Had her head shot off. Do you think that she looked competent? Can she talk? No, she can't talk. How did she look in that picture? Did she look alert to you, or did she look absolutely empty? Oh, but Gabriella Giffords showing up at that point was a good reminder of what happens if you disobey Obama. You get your head shot off. Now look at the other people who are seriously impaired who are in Congress right now. Tim Johnson of South Dakota. All of these people are in there as a placeholder, but they're really not functional. You know, if I had an army of locksmiths, I think I'd head into the Capitol one night, and I think I'd change all the locks on the doors and throw away the keys and just prevent these people from getting back into their office. They are all home on vacation now. I really hope you give them no vacation, no quarter for anything that they're doing now. Yeah, Giffords should resign. She should not run again. Jan Brewer should buck up and appoint somebody right now to take her place. And her husband, Leroy Jetson, or L. Rod Jetson, you know, the space commander, is going to run in her place for the sympathy vote. I think it's disgusting. And I hope that Tucsonans and other Arizonans don't fall for that. But this is exactly what it is, just a sham. Just a sham. I'm sorry about Gabriella Giffords, and I wish that they would stop using her. It makes me sick. But when I saw her on the floor, when I realized what that was about, you know, I'd done several articles on who the real target was in Arizona. And by the way, during that shooting, we now have 2 911 calls, 2 identical calls about a mass shooting in that parking lot in Tucson. And it turns out there was an exercise going on already, right there. Why do you think the ambulances were there and everybody was there? Everyone was already there, the police vehicles and the command vehicles and so forth. There was an exercise going on. What happened? So, you know, then Obama came a week later and did, you know, a high five and turned it into a campaign rally. So he pulls her around up again. He had the doctors, you know, make her eyes open, right, so that he could tell the crowd that, oh, she opened her eyes when I got here. This is just absolutely the hand signal and the sign. We're bringing order out of chaos. This is absolutely a new world order hand on this. Obama is a thief and a criminal, never should have been where he was, never. But in the process, we've now seen who it is who's controlling all of this behind the scenes. And they're going to have to be gone. Rockefeller. We can't wait for him to die. He's going to have to be, you know, can you believe the treason of these people? You know, they used everything of American wealth and the beauty and the system we had to create their wealth, and they turn around and use it to destroy us. This is unbelievable. But we have zombie generations right now. Everybody after, you know, anyone under 50 is lost. There are very few people who understand what our country is about. The educational system for people under 50, for in the high schools right now, there's nothing being taught about this. We have let it go. We have let it go. The judiciary is so corrupt. There's a case that's going up finally on the Supreme Court. This made it up to the Supreme Court. So everybody's happy this case has made it up to the Supreme Court on Obamacare, and it's regarding the mandate. And I have to say, do you really want this case to go to the Supreme Court now? Don't you think that that's what they're waiting for, is to rule everything that Obama does constitutional? That's exactly what's going on. I don't care what formidable attorney you are. We have a dangerous Supreme Court right now. It's been that way for a while, but in my view, all of them should be removed, the entire Supreme Court, the entire Congress, the cabinet. We need to start over again. Yes, all these names, Rothschild, Rockefeller, Gates, Goldman Sachs, Soros. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, false flags everywhere. Notice the hype. I want you to notice the hype going on, too. Now, I like to hear Alex Jones. I like to hear Lyndon LaRouche. I like to hear Michael Savage, many other people as well. But I think also notice the tension is rising. And it's I'm not saying anyone's an agent provocateur, but I'm saying that there's a lot of stuff going on right now that's competing and that's pushing us in a bunch of different directions. And some are false directions to run into. What would happen right now if any one of us went to Washington and decided to stand up seriously? I'm not even going to say it on the air. You know what's going to happen. So who is pushing and where and why? All of our patriot movements. Oh, I'm the Tea Party. I'm better than you. Oh, no, I'm a birther. I'm better than you. Oh, no, I'm, you know, the Patriots Union. I'm better than you. And oh, no, I'm this and I'm better than you. What are we doing? This is exactly what they want. Dissolution. It's a very serious issue, and like I say, it is important to get back to your nature's God and understand where your authority comes from, because the only way we're going to make through this if we keep our wits about us, we have to, and we can't be swung around. You know, I want to just talk for Ron, about Ron Paul for a second, because I've always been nervous about Ron Paul from the standpoint of our national government, our federal government, but I've never had any problems with his work on the Federal Reserve, and I believe he's the only guy in Congress who really understands money right now and understands what is happening and sees this very clearly. And God bless him for staying in that Congress all that long. I'm not happy that Ron Paul didn't take up the birther issue. But when you see the broader aspect here, you know, that's so he can continue in part to make the point that he's making right now. But we're going to choose between a Bilderberger and a Bilderberger. Yeah, is there something going to run against Obama? Maybe. Maybe Trump will do that, but it's all going to be for show. It will all be for show. So might as well vote for the person you really want, because it's all for show. You know, if we get rid of Obama and get Perry, what, you know, we replace a D with an R. So what? Michelle Bachmann. Palin? I don't know. You know, Palin, I just don't know. I don't see anybody there. So maybe it's time, but I have to say that it is, I'll have to say that it is time, and yours truly here is a little confused about the exact direction we must move. I would like to change the orientation of this show to become more proactive and bring out some concrete ideas, but get your affairs in order, because it's happening within the year. It is happening within the year. Get your affairs in order. Protect your families. Get that stuff in place. Arm yourselves. Get ready, because it's coming. It's here. The darkest hour is before the dawn. You know, we keep moving. We're not backing down on what we know. Now that we know who these people are, the Bilderbergers and who controls what and the Federal Reserve, do you think we're just going to sit back down? You think we're going to close off that information? No. We're just going to know more. That's been the stupidity of Obama, has been to be so blatant about what the agenda is. I'm glad we didn't have Hillary Clinton elected. The Democrat would have won anyway. But again, Bush and Clintons and Obamas and the Bushes, they're all the same. This is the same game they've been playing for a long time. And these congressmen and senators who are there, again, going back to the state areas, if we are unable to move through a rebellion the way we need to right now, there are other things we must continue to work on. Right now, we need to start recall legislation in every single state for the senators and for congressmen. We need to do that. I don't care what it says. Make a constitutional amendment to your state constitution. We have to get some accountability. We have to do nullification of federal law. We have to strengthen the state's sovereignty. We have to strengthen the state's monetary system. We have to practice sound money, sound banking. Things have to start happening. You know, if they tell you you can't grow a garden, you know what? Grow a garden. These are things they have no authority to tell you. If your kid has to get a vaccination to go to school, homeschool the kid. If you can't do that because of jobs and so forth, there are plenty of people out there like myself who would be very happy to pull in there and do that. You know, I've got a career. I've got, you know, plenty of money-making opportunities. You know, I could go off and do all this other stuff and forget this, and I'm not there. I'm not there right now. I would prefer to be able to be free right now and see what's going on, no matter how much it hurts me and how much it distresses me, than to be trapped trapped into that thing. I just don't know what the future is. But I will tell you this, it's time. It's time for that tree of liberty to be watered. And those of us who can, we're just going to have to do this. We cannot do it ourselves. And this is where we're really going to have to find some way to organize. And I'm not talking about following a general or following this or that. But where is the leadership? That's true. So it is very distressing to me, folks, this evening. The false flags that we're going to have to watch out for, there's some worldwide event, September or October, possibly November. Is it a comet hitting the Earth? No. Yes, there is a comet that's passing by, or a rock or meteor, whatever it is, LNN. There's been a lot of hype about that. We are going to be passing through its tail. There are things that are going to happen. You know, the military has the technology right now to produce holograms. So just wait for the UFO alien invasion as another false flag to send our dollars to protect ourselves. Well, you know, the government cannot protect us right now. So I wouldn't send any dollars their way. I'm just saying no. We cannot continue to give them any allegiance or to be afraid that they're going to do this and that. They're going to, and we've got to say no. No. They want to throw me in a FEMA camp? Go ahead. The answer is still no. And we're just going to have to stand. Could it have come to America? Well, yeah, it already is. And it's like a tinderbox, if you will. Everybody rubbing on every side, rubbing emotions raw, and really stressing our own survival. They've done a pretty good job of eliminating our ability to help ourselves. So we are in such dire straits. You pray for a divine intervention, and yet you realize, this is what the end times are about, is that we're just going to have to do this ourselves. And we're going to have to see what the seeds we have sown, the ground that has been unearthed, the earth that has been turned upside down, the families that have been destroyed, the beautiful earth destroyed. It will live beyond us, but it's a very strange time. So I'm going to play one more Coast to Coast, yes. I am very worried as well. I am extremely worried about what we are facing right now. So at this point, I think what I'm going to do is play one more song here and leave you with a quote that I really enjoy, and then figure out what happens to this show next week. We're still going to be broadcasting, but believe me, it's got to switch gears. Be right back.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up.
Reach a man of
Critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who knows, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. God bless America. God bless you all. Stay strong. Please join me next week. Please also join us tomorrow night, Walls in Our Mind, 9 p.m. Eastern, with Terry Dodd and Red Beckman, and let's find out how we get our country back. Thank you all for listening. Have a blessed evening. Good night. God bless America. God bless you all.